People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Oh, geez.
Now, here with everything is Winona. It's Terry and Doug. Doug and Terry.
I did the throat clear. Sorry,
I wanted to make sure in case you weren't ready for the
button. In case I don't know how to turn on a microphone after 20-some years of broadcasting.
Yes. You know, I wasn't sure if you're totally recovered from your flu-like symptoms lately.
Oh, I've recovered. Now it's lack of sleep, but yeah. You know.
Oh, I can identify with that.
What do we got, about 30 degrees?
It is 30 degrees outside with fog and mist and wind north at 0 miles per hour.
It's supposed to get up to around 33. So it's yesterday I worked out outside for the first time in weeks. God, I was so thankful.
I saw a guy in shorts crossing the street over by Hy-Vee.
Saw a guy in shorts yesterday. I was just thankful my lips were chapped. Everything else was nice and toasty warm.
I'm dreaming of a warm winter. Just
one
like the ones
global
we never have.
Political message to the frac sand people. You can take the signs down. There's the oil. No one's drilling oil anymore.
You mean drilling for sand?
Yeah, they're pretty much.
I don't know.
They've pretty much
given
up on it.
Mines are still active.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm just saying because it costs more now to take it out of the ground than it is for them to sell it to make money out of it. So they're not using it. So they can relax a little.
I don't know, man.
They can relax a little. The oil is like $30 a barrel.
So that
and so it costs people like $50 to take it out of the ground.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so there's a $20 swing, so they're going to leave it in the ground. It's not to say they're not going to do it again.
Oh, they'll do it again.
Because everything's cyclical, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you want to beautify your lawn, you know, take the signs down.
Hey.
No zip rail. I see that in Rochester. It's like, take it down.
I see that all the time.
It's like...
You went to the AMPERS meeting, just so listeners know.
Our Association of Minnesota Community Public Educational Radio Stations.
I video conferenced in
quarterly meetings in St. Cloud.
And what did you learn about our station and its performance?
Our station performs pretty well amongst the other stations as far as creating programming and things like that. So we're very pleased with that.
Excellent.
What else? Interesting discussion with a person from the FBI, and I know you've discussed this before on some
Eric
of your
Mueller,
shows.
Officer Eric Mueller.
This guy was from the FBI, and he was packing heat.
Nice.
He had his badge on his right and his gun under his sweater on the left, because I saw it because he was like stretching up, and I could see the silhouette. So if anything was going to happen, we were going to be safe with him.
Nice.
Because if anyone came charging in... I'm guessing he would just load them with lead.
So you learned about active shooters.
Active shooters. And, you know, active shooters on a college campus or a high school or, in an educational building, they're just so bloody dangerous because so many rooms have just one entrance, one in, one out. Same thing. So, you know, you learn, are you going to run? Are you going to hide? Are you going to fight?
What's the best option for
the best option is running first.
Yeah.
If you can, then hide. Then if you're going to hide amongst your group, some of you have to decide if you're going to fight or not. If you're not going to fight, you have to stay off in a corner. He was telling a story of an active shooter with some nuns in the room.
Oh, no.
Nuns aren't going to fight.
You never know, man. Those rulers and the erasers, they just come a-flying.
Exactly. Well, it was like, sisters, please go stand in the corner and pray.
I think it's now time to talk about what's going on in Winona.
Oh, okay.
And currently some art exhibitions you can catch up on that are run all the time. Now through whenever. Some are through June. Some are only for a couple months. Warm Memories, Winona County Quilts is at the Winona County History Center.
Okay.
And that is an exhibit of, guess what?
I'm guessing quilts.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Accompanying the exhibit will be topics about heritage and quilting, origins of patterns, and cultural influence.
Okay.
Photography from by Joyce Meyer is on display at the Page Theater lobby.
Guessing it's photography?
Mm-hmm. She's an award-winning photographer and has been featured on the covers of national magazines and other magazines, websites, television as well. Again, the Ben Miller lobby, lobby of the St. Mary's University Page Theater. Medium Resolution is taking place at our own Paul Watkins Gallery here on the campus of Winona State University. Artist Jason Ramey combines his training as a furniture designer with new research into 3D printing techniques.
Can't be comfortable.
Oh, man.
Using that filament to make a couch?
Oui.
Ow.
The resulting architectural sculptures have contain myriad domestic narratives and create psychologically charged spaces. Art exhibit at the Lillian Davis Hogan Galleries on the campus of St. Mary's University is Chris Rackley. Check that out. And the art of Daryl Anderson is at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha.
He's a painter.
And he's from Winona.
Outstanding.
He is centered on the gift of nature, the area of our country, and how color and light bring out its beauty. We have a Daryl Anderson in our rec room, so to speak.
You don't.
We do.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. God dang, from now until, I don't know when today.
Probably 5 o'clock.
5 or 6, we're guessing here. Because it's the 25th of January, they're having the 25-cent sale at the Volunteer Services.
Put 25 cents.
At 416 East 2nd Street every month on the 25th of the month.
Unless it's a Sunday or a holiday.
Sunday or a holiday. Come in, 25 cents, it's yours.
Oh,
that shirt, those pants. They don't sell socks, do they? You can't repurpose socks.
No, okay. I don't think so.
You can
so.
Repurpose some shoes, but I would imagine mostly outerwear, shirts, pants, jackets. There's a blood drive going on right now at the B.A. Miller Auditorium over at Winona Health from now until 6 o'clock. Redcross.org to donate or make an appointment, or really, if you just show up. They're going to get you in. Says here, it starts with one drop. Make a difference today. Plus, you get cool snacks and beverages when you're done.
Watkins Manor Assisted Living has their free music today from 2:30 to 3:30.
Free Music Monday.
Yep.
It's an alliteration.
And you can come before or stay afterwards to tour the historic facilities.
Okay. Today at 4 o'clock, Winona State University Geoscience Earth Talk Series, Extreme Science.
Extreme!
Physics professor Carl with a C, Furkenhoff, Carl, hope I got that, presenting Extreme Science, submillimeter instrumentation and the study of galaxies in early universes. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Taking place in the Science Lab Center, room 120, the talk will explore extreme locations and extreme technologies that are required by submillimeter astronomy to provide an overview of what we have learned from studying these extreme galaxies and their evolution over cosmic time. Furkenhoff will also discuss ongoing and new projects for students interested in participating. Again, Science Lab Center here on the Winona State campus, room 120, 4 o'clock.
Wow. Okay. Extreme.
I got a lot of the tough words right. Extreme science. Did I miss something?
Nope.
Oh.
Dream sessions.
Did you want me to keep going?
Well, no. I was trying to think of the song with the word dreams from the 80s to try to segue.
Oh, I thought you were trying
this.
To think of Blinding Me
no,
with Science.
No. No, that would have been smart.
Dream Weaver?
We could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Dream sessions today from 5:15 to 6:15. Tomorrow from 12 to 1. Do you want to start living your purpose? Dream sessions are a tool for journey toward our purpose. 2 6-week sessions, January 4th through February 8th from 5:15 to 6:15, or January 19th through February 23rd from 12 to 1. It's $20 a session, or 6 sessions for $99. You will get the sessions, tools, inspiration, and practical steps to learn what your dreams are and how to actually begin living them. Group accountability, private Facebook group for support between sessions. Contact Chris at Chris, that's chris.dembiec@gmail.com to reserve your spot.
Good luck with that,
mm-hmm.
Chris. Textbook affordability will be the topic this afternoon at 6 o'clock here on campus in Manet 110. Our hometown senator, Jeremy Miller, will be by to discuss textbook affordability and open source textbook for colleges. There will be time for questions and concerns during the event. The event is open to Winona State students and faculty. Food and refreshments will be served. That is always a good hook. Again, it gets underway at 6 o'clock. It says WSU's MSUSA. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
But they're
Minskew,
putting this... Yeah, maybe. Senator Miller, 6 o'clock. Be there.
It's New Play Monday, the last Monday of every month with Theater du Mississippi. Tonight it is at Jefferson's Pub and Grill. I believe, I'm trying to remember who is reading tonight.
Shakespeare.
Ken McCullough's wife, who is a writer herself. Oh. And her name is escaping me. That's horrible.
That's
wow.
Okay.
Okay. She'll be there reading a new
What's
selection.
Ken's last name?
McCullough, but she doesn't share the same.
Oh, she's not Mrs. McCullough?
Lynn Nankivell.
Glad it could help you get there.
Thank you. Tuesday at 7:30 a.m.
And
Thursday at 5:30 p.m. the Widowed Person Social Group meets. Okay, Tuesday at 7:30 it's at Hy-Vee for breakfast, and every Thursday the group will meet for dinner at 5:30. Timbers this month, February, Winona Family Restaurant, and in March in Perkins. All widows, widowers, and guests are welcome. For carpooling, rides, and other information, you want to call 452-8334. Again, 452-8334. Reminder that tomorrow is Free Student Tuesday at
it's
the
like
Minnesota
every Tuesday.
Marine Art Museum.
Yeah.
Yep. And they will be showing editions and old favorites, a new exhibition from the Minnesota Marine Art Museum's vault featuring newly acquired works and some old favorites.
That's the vault opening.
Yes. Spiritual offerings with photographs by Doug Beasley.
And?
He is a prominent St. Paul photographer, teacher, and author.
All right.
Beasley's personal vision explores the spiritual aspects of people and place and is concerned with how the sacred is recognized and expressed in everyday life. They're also on display have the work of David Eberhardt, masterfully composed photographs and professional documentaries. Eberhardt's work often explores the stories of people living outside our mainstream periphery. Featured are black and white photographs and video excerpts from his upcoming film related to his experience traveling the Mississippi River with a group of boat punks, as well as images from his travels in Asia.
Interesting.
You got saucy.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Page Theater, St. Mary's Campus, Saucy Mechanics Masterclass.
Actually, this will be at the Valencia Arts Center, if you look.
Well, it says Page Theater right there, so I just read what was written.
No, we're doing 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I understand, but look, right there, those are the two words.
It's from the Page Theater.
Oh, very good.
Because the Valencia Arts Center is part of SMU.
Right. Valencia Arts Center.
Right.
4 o'clock.
Not at the Page Theater.
Like I said.
Just keeping it clear. As mud.
Megan McLennan and Brian Sostek, creators and performers of Trick Boxing, will offer a modern-based movement creation class for area dancers. Students will learn technique elements that will contribute to devising choreography, recommended for intermediate and advanced level dancers ages 12 and up. I'm still a beginner. Can't go.
Not a problem.
Again, that gets underway at 4 o'clock. Also tomorrow at 4, You're invited to the City Council Chambers here in Winona for a Winona Amtrak volunteer presentation. The meeting is going to include a presentation by Charlie Monteverde, Amtrak Government Affairs, on the decision to change staffing at the Amtrak station here in town. Presentation by Bill Bruckhalter, station manager, Kirkwood Train Station, on how the Kirkwood volunteer program developed and where it is now and how it's grown today. Where's Kirkwood? Any idea?
No idea.
Okay, good. Audience questions and answers. Next step for the Winona volunteer program. Who should attend? Anyone interested in the future of the Amtrak station and how the volunteer program can enhance the Amtrak station operation. For those of you who don't know, they're taking away the one or two full-time or the one full-time,
yeah,
one part-time person who man the station, so to speak, who help customers, because I believe it's going to become volunteer-based and fully automated.
Yeah.
So, just so you know. So, again, that's tomorrow from 4 to 5. City Council Chambers, Winona Amtrak volunteer presentation.
The Soccer Social is taking place at the American Legion on Tuesday at 6:30. Crazy Soccer People Unite, attend the Soccer Social at the American Legion.
That's what the copy says. Unbelievable.
Yep. Register players for the summer. season and learn more about soccer in Winona. They'll have hors d'oeuvres, or hors d'oeuvres for those fancy people, drinks and games for kids. Some more information show up there. Local author, Paul, and this is a Polish last name, and I'm probably going to murder it, Zierzek, I'm guessing.
I think you nailed it.
At 7 p.m. at the bookshelf tomorrow night, he's going to be doing a reading. Oh, my phone just jumped. From his book, The Whispers of Dead Elms.
Okay.
It's free and open to the public. Paul is a dairy farmer who resides between Pine Creek and Dodge, Wisconsin. From a young age, he was a voracious reader. Is that correct?
Or vociferous?
Vociferous reader? Mm-hmm. Who always had the desire to write his own novel. He studied agriculture, English, and literature at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, before returning to the farm, which has been in his family since 1873. He and his wife, Jolene, have three children. The Whispers of Dead Elms is his first novel, and he is already at work on the second. So if you want to check that out, that's at the bookshelf tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Breakfast with the Experts Wednesday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the B.A. Miller Auditorium, third floor of Winona Health. The subject is respiratory fitness. An estimated 5 million workers are required to wear respirators in 1.3 million workplaces throughout the United States. Respirators protect workers against insufficient oxygen environments, harmful dust, fogs, smokes, mists, gases, vapors, and sprays.
And stuff.
Yeah, and just stuff in general. Yeah. It's going to go over this whole compliance with OSHA. The program will cover the basic requirements of the protection program, including what you and your company need to ensure compliance. So you want to call 507-457-4161. Again, 507-457-4161 to register for that.
The Winona County History Society, we're having a book chat tomorrow, or I should say Wednesday, middle of the week, 1205. Bring your lunch. The Sun Also Rises by this Ernest Hemingway guy. Heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. The Sun Also Rises is one of Ernest Hemingway's masterpieces and classic example of his spare but powerful writing style. A poignant look at the disillusionment and the angst of the post-World War I generation, the novel introduces two of Hemingway's most unforgettable characters, Jake Barnes and Lady Brett Ashley. Okay? Gets underway at noon on Wednesday. Good book chat.
Another chance to find out more about Saucy Mechanics. Wednesday from 1 to 2 at the Winona County History Center. Physical theater and dance company Saucy Mechanics, think Fred and Ginger meet Spike Jones and City Slickers, will present an excerpt of their 1930s brilliantly clever, funny, romantic comedy trick boxing, Swinging in the Ring, followed by selections from trick boxing's special features, which give a peek into the history of the company and the show. Company members, in fact, the entire company, Megan McClellan and Brian Sostek, will also be available for Q&A after the session of the program. Be sure to see them perform at the Page Theater on Thursday, which we'll get to.
Okay. Yeah, probably the day after Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Sassy Mechanic, but should not be confused for
Saucy
Mechanics.
Yeah. And it's Saucy is S-O-S-S-Y.
Very good.
Valentine's Day Free Ink. It's not about tattooing. It's at the Winona Arts Center Print Studio, okay. Riverbed Press, and they're going to have a free monotype workshop with a Valentine's Day theme from 3 to 7:30 on Wednesday. No prior printmaking experience is necessary. Come try your hand at working with the monotype, a painterly printmaking technique to create Valentines. Must be accompanied by an adult if you are under the age of 15. This event is sponsored by a grant from the Elizabeth Callender King Foundation. For more information, call Mary at 608-525-0050. Again, 608-525-0050. The Winona Arts Center is located at 228 East 5th Street in Winona. Cross Street is Franklin.
Over in the IWC, the Integrated Wellness Center, in the area they call The Well, room 138, this Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
There must be 50 ways to leave your
lover. Winona State University Health and Wellness Services presents How to Spot a Loser Lover. Wow, that's positive.
Wah, wah.
Student health and wellness advocates will discuss awareness about intimate partner violence and resources that are available.
How to ditch him before Valentine's Day.
I guess.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a heads up kind of class. It's nothing to make fun of.
No. And actually, you know.
Nothing to make light of.
Being having been in several abusive relationships,
you've
there's
told
certain
me.
Red flags.
You don't mind me telling the folks that you've told me.
No. Yeah. There are some red flags you should really look out for. Yeah. And this class, and you know, when you're involved in college and you're working full time and you're trying to just
go to school,
mm-hmm. you might not recognize these signs right away. So it is something that I think is important for every guy and girl to know about.
3 o'clock tomorrow, or Wednesday.
Craft night, Wednesday at 4 p.m. at the Midwest Music Store. Bring your crafts. Do something.
I wonder if Jacob Grippen will be there doing calligraphy.
Probably. Yeah. Winter Caravan with the Minnesota Twins taking place Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart. Tickets are $10 each, includes chicken dinner, autographs with the Twins, and prizes. Tickets are available at Midtown Foods, Hy-Vee, Winona Radio, HBC, and Joe's Barbershop on West 5th. This benefits the Winona Chiefs baseball teams. Okay. Join Hall of Famer Bert.
You going to get this right?
Bly Levin.
Good.
Pitchers Kyle Gibson.
And?
Glenn Perkins.
Good.
Broadcaster Chris Atterbury.
Good.
And Twins VP and General Manager Terry Ryan.
Wow.
As the 2000...
You got all the names right.
Woo! 16 Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan rolls into town. So that's kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah, it is. It's it gets people talking baseball, and it kind of actually brings warmth to your heart. That, you know, baseball is... Well, pitchers and catchers report in February.
Nice.
Yeah, good for them.
Actually, trick boxing is taking place Wednesday night at 7:30.
No way.
Yes. Brilliantly clever, funny, romantic comedy brings 1930s boxing and ballroom dance to head match in heaven. This Minneapolis-based duo, Brian Sostek and Megan McClellan, are a two-person tour de force of rapid-fire dialogue, high-energy dances, and ridiculous puppetry in trick boxing. A rags-to-riches story of an immigrant apple seller tricked into becoming a boxer and the dance hall dame with a score to settle who takes him under her wing.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling premise.
Sweet. I'm not sure how much tickets are, but visit pagetheater.org.
Westfield Golf Club has grill night this Thursday, and the menu will consist of meatloaf.
Breaded chicken.
Hang on.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's meatloaf.
Hang on. I just said meatloaf, and I have to just picture it and thank God for it. Okay. Meatloaf, au gratin potatoes, vegetable soup, salad, dessert. $10. Is that for, are they raising money for the club or something?
Nope. For some reason, it's on the community calendar with Live All Winona.
All right.
Vice President for University Advancement Reception is happening for Ron Dempsey, the newly appointed VP for Advancement and Executive Director of the WSU Foundation. Meet him from 5 to 7.
Yeah. Did you read his bio?
I haven't had time to read everything.
Everything he's done is in the South. Georgia.
He's not from here.
Which isn't bad, but boy, oh boy. Rude awakening, Ron.
Welcome.
We welcome you.
Welcome to our pit.
Warm, open arms.
Yes, we do.
It's not a pit.
I'm kidding.
It's just cold.
It's just cold.
That's all. If you get used to it, you'll love it.
Thursday night, 9 p.m. at Broken World Records, it's the Open Mind Jam with Action Jackson. Credentials of Time, Mono Prince with Will Alt is taking place at the Winona Arts Center from 3 to 6 on Friday. This person explores aging as the experience of finding oneself in a somewhat alien body in an unfamiliar terrain, living with a new set of concerns. Uncertain balances, memories, and nostalgia, maps that don't actually guide. The Winona Arts Center is open Wednesdays through Fridays, 3 to 6.
Food?
Again.
Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Fishville Golf Club.
5 to 7.
Nice touch here, because you have a choice of fried, which I like, but broiled, which I'd probably have to eat.
Yep.
Small baked potato, not a big one. French fries are available for those who can eat them. I'm kind of mixed on that.
Yep.
Salad, can eat that. Cup of soup, depends on what it is. Roll, carbs, you know.
Complex carbs. You want sweet potatoes, not regular potatoes.
Thank you.
You got it.
Tickets are $10.
Benevolence and Blues is taking place at the Visions Event Center in Winona from 6 to 9, an evening to celebrate benevolence and recognize the people and stories that highlight generosity in our community. Enjoy Southern slaw, house-made corn muffins with whipped honey butter, barbecue ribs, Southern fried chicken, green beans, bacon and onions, sweet potato fingerlings, baked macaroni and cheese, and sweet Southern biscuit, strawberry shortcake, and whipped cream. Oh my, hold me back!
No kidding.
Hold me back! Oh! Okay, anyhow, listen and relax to Berkey Band featuring a special appearance by Kathleen Lonick, Winona Health Chief Quality and Safety Officer, RSVP by
Don't tell me.
No, I think you could still get in because there was an ad in the Shopper and in the newspaper. So you want to call 507-474-3328. Come dressed as you wish, but it's a blue affair. You can wear blue jeans, blue cocktail dress, blue tie, blue scrubs, or even blue suede shoes. The cost is $35. There were still ads in the paper today. And
so
Sunday.
They still want people. They'll
they
take your money.
They still want people. Yep. Acoustic
Cafe. Did I tell you I had half of an onion ring last week?
Yeah, and
it was
you
the
didn't
weirdest
feel good,
thing.
Right?
No, it's not that I didn't feel good. I just felt weird.
Yeah. Now, ever since I started eating clean, if I have stuff that's too greasy, it just comes out of my pores like crazy.
It's weird.
It's nuts.
I mean, it was delicious. Don't get me wrong, but it was like, this is weird.
Very weird. Friday Acoustic Cafe, Aaron Kelly, and I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to say RLI.
Okay.
Okay, the shadow cast of the City of Big Shoulders is a shade where a certain imagination gets ignited.
City of Big Shoulders is Chicago.
Perhaps it's all the train tracks that harken back to when Chicago was truly freight handler to the nation, sending catalog dreams speeding over street far off corners of the country. So, Aaron.
So he's playing.
He's playing.
And then?
And then.
Ariola.
Yeah, it's like a separate act. Stephanie mm-hmm. and her beloved cello. Cranky Agnes, accompanied by multi-instrumentalist Nate Lair, mm-hmm. and sometimes graced with the tasteful percussive work of Nyama Trombolini. I'm probably saying that wrong. Sounds interesting. Saturday,
sure it does.
I just want to mention that it's at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Acoustic. Normally their acts are 8 p.m., but this Friday it's 7 to 10.
Friday at the Winona Brewing Company in beautiful downtown Goodview. Tanner Breathorse and Alex, help me with the last name.
Mine, maybe.
Okay, great. They're going to be performing. Jake, Greta, and Darren live at Broken World Records Friday at 9 o'clock.
And just so you know, that's Jake Manders from the Pistol Whipping Party Penguins. So,
and which is just fun to say.
Oh, yeah. Night Moves is across the street at Ed's at 9 p.m. They were part of the Caravan du Nord a couple years ago.
Oh, very good.
And performed on the same stage with Southwire and Mike Munson.
Wake up nice and early on Saturday from 9 to noon for the Winter Farmers Market. That's going on like every other week or once a month?
Every other, I think, right now.
Okay, 210 Zumbro Street. Market provides locally grown fruits, vegetables, nuts, herbs, eggs, honey, syrup, mushrooms, baked goods.
And more.
Meats, flowers, bedding, and houseplants. And more. Again, 9 to noon.
Just a reminder, that's at the East End Recreation Center. If you don't know where that is, think of the Aquatic Center. It's right near there. Minnesota Marine Art Museum is having the Emotional Landscape on Saturday from 9 to 5. It's a workshop with Douglas Beasley, the one who is having the photography on exhibit. The workshop is not about making pretty pictures or postcard-like records of one's travel. It's about making a deeper, more authentic connection to the land and surrounding waters, then learning to express that connection through photography. We will be using land, sky, and water, as well as ourselves, to transform the emotional experience into a visual one. This workshop will be about making, not taking, photographs with the goal of creating more meaningful, stronger, and powerful images. You can register for that by calling 507-474-6626, 507-474-6626, and the fee is $20. I didn't know about this, but I'm super excited.
Yes, it's a fundraiser for Winona Arts Center.
How did I not know about this?
And the money they're earning is to build accessibility
because,
at the location.
Because there is no handicap accessibility at our art center in Winona, which is just kind of weird.
Kind of funny. I mean, in a strange way.
Yeah, so they want to do something about it.
They're doing a Star Wars Classic Marathon, but not a running marathon. The kind where you watch Star Wars movies.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of marathon. A Netflix marathon. Come and help the Winona Arts Center raise funds to make our historic building handicap accessible. Admission to the films is donation. Donations are tax deductible. Come for one or all the films. Just drop by to donate and participate in the lasagna dinner served by Blue Heron. $12. Lasagna, mm-hmm. bread, salad, and cookie. Showing at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2:15. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, written and directed by George Lucas,
which
1977.
Is, for old people like me, the original one.
You got it. And just to
that's
at 6 o'clock. It's Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back from 1980, directed
by
Irving.
For old people
Irving
like me,
Kirshner.
That's the second one.
Yep. And then at 8:30, it's 6, Return of the Jedi.
Which is, for old people like me,
the third one.
The third one. Thank you.
You got it. Okay. Star Wars, Helping People, Lasagna, Saturday, 3 o'clock. Minnesota Conservatory for the Arts from 4 to 6 on Saturday is performing at Wellington's Pub and Grill, actually. It's the Minnesota Conservatory for the Arts Jazz Combos. Enjoy a meal and great music at Wellington's.
Saturday at 9, Ed's No Name Bar, Joe and Vicky Price. They've been in this in and out of this town several times.
Oh,
playing
they're our
at
favorites.
Ed's, playing at acoustic and whatnot. Broken World Records, Animal Head. I'm going to guess 9 o'clock or maybe even 10. Oh, 9 o'clock. There it is.
Fall yeah, it's time. Usually 9-ish.
Okay. Healthy Kids, Sunday. Just Try It is the theme, Winona Middle School.
And when I read that, I think of my mother going, just try the peas. Yeah,
I tried it yesterday with my son. I said, try this sauce. No. Well, no. Yeah. How can you just say no? I don't trust you. Well, I'm not going to give you bad food.
I used to hide the food I didn't want to eat in the bottom of my milk glass because you could never see it if you placed it just right. And
Brilliant.
Then I would dump it out in the sink afterwards. Sorry, Mom.
Anyway, Healthy Kids Club events are for children ages 5 to 12. The Winona Health Just Tried is a fun, free event this Saturday from 1 until 3 at the middle school.
Sunday,
1 until 3, thank you, at the middle school. Kids will choose two different sports to learn about while at the event. Irish dancing will be hosted by the Minnesota Conservatory of the Arts. Basketball with the Winona Cotter basketball team. Disc golf with Pipe Dream Toys. Karate and Karate Do...
Jen Bukai?
Cross-country skiing. Riverway Community School will be helping out our snow obstacle course with the WSU Outdoor Recreation Center. The Healthy Kid event is free, but registration is required. Space is limited. Call this number, 457-4161. 457-4161. Just try it.
It says winter obstacle course.
Yes.
You know what the winter obstacle course was for me growing up?
Just going over the snow mounds from sidewalk to street.
Well, and in the Madison Elementary School...
Parking lot?
It's not a parking lot. It was like where the basketball courts and stuff were.
Oh, okay.
The snowplow would come and plow it.
Yeah.
And then we'd all play King of the Mountain and somebody get their butt kicked and then slide down Ice Mountain.
Yes.
And somebody would always play like a troll, like, this is my cave and my spot. Yeah, that happened, was our obstacle.
It happened in the Burroughs parking lot, too, oddly enough. The Stoop Brothers are on stage at 9 o'clock at Broken World Records on Sunday night, just to round things out.
We're going to round it out.
Art Beat tomorrow at 12:30. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Kathy Peterson's coming in at 11, so I'm hoping to have that ready for us.
Can she come in at noon or 12:30? You can do it live.
I know.
I'll
suggest it, but the plan is to have her on.
Okay. Kathy Peterson from here on campus. She'll be talking about events at the Performing Arts Center, spring semester stuff here on campus. Then Wednesday night is the live feed at 6:30.
Right. We're going to have either Kind Country or our new Boys in the Barrels stuff for you.
So there's competition between producers who can get a show done first?
Well, they're both from Mohammed El Roos, our new production assistant, but whichever one he finishes first.
It's a great way to plan.
Yeah.
Thursday, 12:30 Culture Click.
Yeah. What am I doing for that?
I'm asking you.
You know, we'll probably have an update from the Winona Police Department.
Very good.
On what's happening in our community and what to look out for. Just some common sense stuff.
Spidey senses.
You got
it. Keep your spidey senses on. Then following Warrior Basketball on Friday night, the live feed.
You and I made the excellent decision in airing our rerun programming of the live feed on Friday nights during basketball season.
Yeah?
Because...
we don't know.
Exactly. We don't know exactly what time games are going to end. And it's really frustrating for bands that are waiting to hear their broadcast. So
you have an encore presentation coming up.
Yes, we do. And if you would like to tell us what episode of the live feed was your favorite, please hop over to our Facebook page and let me know. And I'll consider popping that into programming.
Excellent idea. Maybe something from the Midwest Music Fest to help us feel warm.
Possibly. Or this summer.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is where you roll the clothes.
Oh, I should do that. Hold on a second there, buddy.
Unless you just want to talk more, because I can talk till I'm blue in the face.
I know you can. You really love your own voice.
tmarket@winona.edu for programming information. And if you have something of interest in your creative, and she's the one to talk to, she'll get you on the air and we'll give you publicity. Another way, if you have a group or organization, go to our website, kqal.org. Click on calendar, scroll down to submit an event, and we'll get that on our community calendar. Did I cover everything almost?
I think you did. It's still 30
Thanks
degrees outside.
Thanks for listening
outside.
To Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.
That's my friend Christopher Gabriel. He's a big-time talk show host in Fresno, California.
Excellent. Well, here's AP Radio News.
KQAL Winona.
And kqal.org.